Welcome to the Back in Time podcast with Kyle and JD, where every week we jump into our DeLorean, cruise to 88 miles per hour, and travel back in time to review our favorite films. Every week we talk about current cinema, the latest trailers, and we pick a new favorite film every single episode.
But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
1.21 gigawatts!
Don't say that! Never say that! Goonies never say die!
You're the best! We're the beautiful! We're the only!
Now, here's your host, Kyle Autry, and his co-host, JD.
Welcome back to the Back in Time podcast. I am your host, Kyle Autry, joined, as always, by my co-host, JD. JD, how are you, man?
Tonight, I am a mix of a Dilophosaurus and a Stegosaurus.
So you are listening to the teaser trailer episode, and we're discussing the 1997 sci-fi film, The Lost World Jurassic Park. Before we jump into it, though, I want to take a quick second to thank our sponsor, Bunny 17 Media, who helps bring you this podcast completely free. Go over to their site, Bunny 17 Media, use promo code BACKINTIME at checkout, and save 15%. Also, remember to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, YouTube, Podtrac, and anywhere else you get your podcast. That's going to help support the show. It's going to help us continue to grow every single week. JD, let's talk about first memories of The Lost World. I know we touched on this a little bit on our Fresh Prince episode, but what was your first memory of The Lost World? And when did you first see it?
I am definitely one of probably the rare people because this movie came and it came like a comet. People were anticipating this, looking forward to the sequel. I was not one of those people. I did not see this movie in my childhood. I don't know if it just slipped out of my radar, if maybe my parents couldn't afford the $375 for movie tickets. But I didn't see this movie until I was an adult.
Okay. So you saw it, if I'm remembering correctly, first time was in college. I'm guessing family video rental?
That sounds absolutely correct.
Okay. And what was your first impression of the movie?
I remember being very just rubbed the wrong way. And I will say, and I mentioned this, you know, in our Fresh Prince episode, that I really think I've only seen this movie the one time. And when I saw it, I was not nearly as obsessed with Jeff Goldblum as I am now.
Okay.
So I don't think I necessarily reacted positively to his performance the way that I'm anticipating I will during our rewatch. I just remember focusing on the oddity of his daughter. And how that didn't make any sense.
No, sure didn't. That'll definitely be a talking point for sure. I do plan on flipping your opinion. I'm hoping for a Super Mario Brothers case where you're not looking forward to it, but by the time it's over, you're going, man, this movie's better than I thought. It was just before its time. I don't know that that'll happen, but I'm going to give it my best shot because I do like The Lost World. I remember seeing this in movie theaters. I also remember collecting all the cups, man. Do you remember those cups for Lost World and Jurassic Park?
Oh, goodness. Yeah, no, I most certainly still had the cups.
That's amazing. Those are like collector's items now. They're over 20 years old. Sounds crazy to even say that.
Yeah, there's you have pubes on your body that are older than that. Those are collector items.
Very true. Also very gross. And I told you not to mention the pubes. That wasn't my best Garth, but you got the point.
I totally did.
Let's go ahead and fire up the trailer here. So if you're by a computer, if you have access to watch it, go on the YouTube right now and go ahead and just type in The Lost World Jurassic Park original trailer. And you're going to be looking for the trailer that's titled The Lost World Jurassic Park Official Trailer Number 1 Jeff Goldblum Movie 1997 HD. It's uploaded by Jurassic Park fan site, and it has over 1 million views. JD, this might be the first trailer we've ever watched with over a million views.
That's big. What she said. Oh, that's what she said too. She's saying lots of things tonight. She needs to shut up and let us watch the trailer.
All right, are you ready?
I am locked and cocked and ready to beak.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1, click.
Stumbled upon site B.
Now it's only a matter of time before this lost world is found and pillaged.
Hopefully we've kept this island quarantined and contained, but I'm in shock about all this. Running and screaming.
What the hell was that?
Go. As fast as you can.
I need you to send rescue immediately.
Taking dinosaurs off this island is the worst idea. History of bad ideas.
Let's get this movable feast underway.
What is it?
Mommy's very angry.
JD, I'm going to let you go first. What did you think of the trailer for Lost World?
All right. I appreciate you serving me up first. I got to say, I'm very conflicted after seeing that trailer.
Okay,
I know
why.
You have a lot of hope that you're going to turn me, much like I did in the Super Mario Brothers movie episode with you in our archives. I get what they were trying to accomplish with this trailer. I get it. But I, you know, to quote Ian Malcolm from the first movie, they had a power that I don't think they understood how to wield it. And I think that this, to me, illustrates the demise of the series.
I couldn't disagree more, man. I love the trailer. I'm watching this. I'm pumped up. I love the Jeff Goldblum one-liners, one after another, including the one where he goes, "Uh-oh, Mama's angry."
Yes, Jeff is great. JG is great, as always. We got Julianne Moore looking... I mean, we're not far from when she was in Big Lebowski.
Yeah. Yeah. It's in the archives, you're right, but... I get excited for it. I watched the trailer. I wasn't a fan of the cutaway scenes at the beginning where they kept like putting the sayings on there, like escaped and whatever it was. I forget what it kept cutting to, but I mean, the music is great. I think the dinosaurs look really cool. I don't know. I think one of the issues with this movie, and I think we'll get into this in the full review, is I think they had too many dinosaurs in this movie. I think the anticipation of seeing one is what made the first one so great. And this one, it feels like, and I bet this is probably one of my interesting facts, is there has to be two or three times the amount of dinosaurs in this movie.
And I think that's definitely a great point, and I completely agree with you. And, you know, that anticipation that the original movie builds up. And like, even from the first moment when, you know, they land on the island and they're in the gas powered Jeep and they see Brontosaurus is the first dinosaurs that they see. When freaking Statler, whatever Ellie is looking at the West Indian lilac or whatever the hell.
Dino, freaking dino droppings.
But it's that moment that sort of captures the magic of the original movie, where they turn their heads and see, and you see the dinosaurs in their natural habitat. You see them grazing, you see them moving, you see all of the natural beauty to them. And then we just subvert it in this trailer to see them charging, and like, it's just so hectic. And so I know that they're trying to capture the uncertainty of the unpredictability of the dinosaurs and what that means to humanity, and trying to play up on all of that. And I just don't like it.
Let's get into some box office numbers. The Lost World debuted at box office on May 23rd, 1997, Memorial Day weekend. It was distributed by Universal with a runtime of 129 minutes and a production budget of $73 million. They opened to 3,281 screens and debuted number one at the box office, bringing in $72.1 million in the first 3 days. In week two, they would stay on top of the box office number one and bring in another $34 million over the weekend, which brought their 10-day total to $141.5 million. JD, thoughts on the first 10 days numbers-wise?
Again, I know I'm crapping on the trailer, but I know what their goal was from watching this and what they were hoping to accomplish and how they were trying to wrangle the audience, and they did it. I can see why if this came out modern day, and you know, I was a parent and had a child or something like that and wanted to provide that sort of cinematic experience, like this movie captures that. It's both an adult movie and a kid's movie at the same time.
Good point. Do you think the schoolyard effect was in play here?
Oh yeah, I do. I do. I definitely do.
Okay. It was in play. Lost World would stay in the top 10 for 8 consecutive weeks, spending 21 weeks total at the box office and grossing $229,086,679 domestically, and an additional $389,552,320 internationally. The box office worldwide total, $618,638,999. JD, is that about what you would have guessed, or were you expecting higher numbers?
No, I wouldn't say that I was expecting higher. That sounds right. I mean, we're talking about a major blockbuster movie. We're talking about major A-list cast. We're talking about Steven Spielberg. We've got all the elements for success here, and they definitely put together the right recipe to make money.
Well, this was a bit of a dip from the original film, because the original had grossed over $400 million domestically and over $626 million internationally, which put the original over the $1 billion mark worldwide, which I believe at the time was the highest grossing movie ever. And we talked about that in episode 1 of the Back in Time podcast. Go back and listen. So that's about a 40% decrease compared to its predecessor. Do you think Universal thought it would drop 40%? That seems like a lot.
No, I definitely think that they probably had more hope in this release. I know you're excited to talk about product lines, toy lines. We already talked about McDonald's cups. There was a lot of promotion that probably went into the budget to get this out to the audience. I will preach till the end of days that Jurassic Park will always be a diminishing property, because you cannot have a sequel independent of the original without taking it from the park. Thereby, it'll never be as satisfying.
Okay.
Imagine if there was a sequel to Paul Blart Mall Cop.
There was.
Bear with me, damn you, you son of a bitch. Sorry. Imagine if the sequel to Paul Blart Mall Cop was him being a cashier at a gas station.
Ooh, yeah, not good. Although it would be good because he had the low blood sugar, so he could get to a candy bar pretty quick.
So what you're trying to tell me is you've seen Paul Blart Mall Cop 1 and 2.
I really liked 1. I thought it was funny. I mean, it's not like a favorite of mine. I don't think I've watched it since I saw it on like DVD or Redbox, whatever I got it. But
You own it.
I definitely don't own Paul Blart. And I do remember Redboxing the sequel and thinking, ooh, they should have stopped at one. So wasn't great.
Will they make a third? Will there be a Paul Blart librarian security guard?
It's as dead as a doorknob. It's that series, that show's done. Let's jump in the old DeLorean, go back to 1997 and talk about what was in theaters on May 23rd. We got number one, Lost World. We talked about that. Number two that weekend was Addicted to Love. Number three was The Fifth Element. Number four was Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery. Oh, behave. Number five, Breakdown. Number six was Father's Day. Number seven was The Stringy Jim Carrey in Liar Liar. Number eight was Volcano. Number nine, Night Falls on Manhattan. And number 10, it has to be a future episode because we've got J-Lo and we've got Anacondas and we've got Ice Cube in Anaconda. Any standouts for you in the top 10 there, JD?
Ooh, Anaconda, John Voight, woof.
But we got J-Lo, though.
J-Lo. I never really responded positively to her in her supposed acting career.
I thought you were going somewhere else with that.
Hey-o. Let me ask you a question. When's the last time you watched Austin Powers?
It's been a long time.
Okay, because I loved Austin Powers as a child.
Yep.
A future episode for sure. For sure, we got Will Ferrell, we got Rob Lowe, we got Mike Myers all over the place.
I can't wait. I'm definitely in for Austin Powers. Do we get to see Mini-Me originally in the first one?
Oh, shoot. I think
we do. It might be the sequel, though. But yeah, that's a great movie.
I tried watching that in college. I turned it off halfway through. I couldn't do it.
Yeah. Did you like The Fifth Element, Bruce Willis?
The first time I saw it, probably roughly around the time it came out, I probably saw it on HBO, a year later. I really didn't understand it.
It's a confusing movie.
It is. But having watched it, you know, two to three times after it, and, you know, Chris Tucker's performance is just so crazy. I do like it. I like it. It's a movie that I hope that we one day do review. We haven't necessarily gotten into that, you know, niche of that type of sci-fi movie yet. I know we did Terminator, but it's a whole different ball of wax.
Yeah, I'm interested to see if that movie has aged well. The other standout for me would be Liar Liar. I love that movie. It cracked me up as a kid watching it. And yeah, I'm all for doing Liar Liar at some point. We got to continue our Jim Carrey. Our fans love it, I think.
Let's get stringy with it.
And I shouldn't say fans. We don't have fans. We have listeners. That felt weird. But
well, yeah. our listeners might have fans, like to fan themselves from the heat of all the excitement that our show brings.
I wish I had a fan in my office because it's hot as hell in here. My werewolves are on fire here.
Turn on the AC.
I've got AC on, but it just heat rises. So I'm upstairs and it just gets hot in here.
Stop farting.
Can't do it. Let's do some critic and audience response for the film. We're going to use Rotten Tomatoes to gauge the response of the audience and the critics. And just to confirm, I never send these to JD ahead of time. These are all off the top of his head as far as his guess and opinion. So let's start with the critics here. JD, how do you think the critics received Lost World Jurassic Park?
All right, so I will admit I do not remember, and maybe we didn't do this segment when we did the original Jurassic Park.
No, we didn't.
I'm sort of dancing on thin ice because I'm like I don't remember what the original critic response was to the first movie, but I'm looking at it from the big picture, and I'm feeling that the critics are going to be absorbing this movie the same way that I am. And they're going to be very critical of the elements that make Jurassic Park different from Lost World. That being the park is gone. The anticipation is gone. All of that tension, all of that world building, all of that wonderment and amazement is gone. And it gives way to a more traditional action survival movie. The original Jurassic Park had a lot of those survival elements, but this movie teeters more on that and the shock and awe of seeing the dinosaurs in the open and having to escape and free them and the ups and downs and gymnastics scenes. Like, it's more of a traditional action movie than a traditional sci-fi movie that I think Michael Crichton originally intended with Jurassic Park, the original. With that being said, I feel like the critics probably panned this pretty hard. I am just going to throw my dart on a number in the 40s and say 46.
Okay. How about the audience? How do you think they responded?
I really feel like the audience probably... It's difficult to say because, you know, Rotten Tomatoes takes scores from people that are rating movies in current day. It's not people that were responding and rating the movie back in 97, you know? So that makes it, to me, it's like a little bit hard to gauge, because I think that back then people may have been more excited about the movie when they first watched it. They didn't necessarily know what Jurassic Park 3 and William H. Macy's mustache was going to look like. you know, Vince Vaughn is coming off hot and fresh from his appearance in Rudy, Swingers. Jeff Goldblum's got, you know, he's got a pretty long list of successful movies to his name. And I feel like back then the audience probably responded more positively to it than modern audiences looking back and watching, you aside, because obviously you for some reason like this movie. So I said 46 for critics. I'm going to say 39 for audience.
Okay. So the critic response was 53%. You're not far off at all there. The audience response was 51. So you're a little bit off there, but I think you're on the right track, though. I think you made a lot of good points. By comparison, since we didn't cover this on the Jurassic Park episode, it scored 92% from critic and 91% audience from the original.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Big drop off here. I don't think there's much of a surprise there. Let's talk about some of the critics here. So our old buddy Roger Ebert, he gave the film 2 out of 4 stars and said, "Where's the awe? Where's the sense that if dinosaurs really walked the earth, a film about them would be much more than a monster movie? Where are the oohs and ahs?"
Yes. Thank you.
We don't often agree with him, but we sometimes do. So in this one, I think you're thinking he's dead on. I don't know. I still got the oohs and ahs from this one. We'll get into it in the full review. Stephen Holden gave the film 2.5 out of 5 stars and said, "The Lost World, while terrifically entertaining, is also structurally out of kilter." Any thoughts on Stephen Holden?
I agree with both of those reviews. I don't know. Kyle, I really feel like you're not going to win me over with this one. I hope you do, because... you know, the glee that I felt from winning you over with the Mario Brothers movie, I still am riding that high horse. but yeah, I mean, saying that it's off kilter is just, and saying that it's missing the oohs and the ahs and not understanding its own identity. Like, that's why I'm so scared for Jurassic World 2, Fallen Kingdom. Like,
just looked at the tomato meter for it. Oh boy.
I read a preliminary article about it.
Don't tell me.
I won't.
I want to go.
No, I mean, no spoilers to anything that I read. I don't know any of the broad strokes of the story, but from what they were sort of painting a picture of what they're doing with this sequel makes me scared for the same reasons why I was never excited about The Lost.
Okay. And the last one, Mike Clark of the USA Today gave the film 2.5 stars out of 4 It says, offers less screen rapture for your Raptor than its predecessor did, unless your sole priority is Dino Mighty effects. Again, not positive. There really wasn't one single review that was like, this film is awesome. There's none of them. Everything was like 2.5 or 2 out of 4. Interesting. We'll get into that in the full review when we post that on Wednesday, The Lost World Jurassic Park. Make sure you guys subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, and all full episodes are up on iTunes, Google Play, YouTube, Podtrac, wherever else you get your podcast. And just remember to rate and review and subscribe. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/backintimepod. You can also send us an email at backintimepodcast@gmail.com and let us know what you want us to review next. It's that time of the episode to climb back into the DeLorean, punch in today's date, and return back to present day. We'll see you on Wednesday.
We have a bad sequel.